Now, Margaret Mills last time was looking at a physician who didn't want to have any connections with the military, but this time you are looking at somebody who was very well connected with the military. Is that not so?
Indeed, yes. A chap called Colonel Francis Whitmore of Alsett. Lived at Alsett Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Whitmore is an interesting man, if only you looking at his military career. He was involved in nearly all of the big battles and campaigns of the late 19th century in many other countries. He was an absolute stickler, we're told, from documented evidence by the men who served under him, for spit and polish.
Mm-hmm.
And even during the First World War, when he was still in the military, he was insisting that the men in the trenches be smartly dressed. And when we think of the conditions that pertained in the trenches, you know, we give a little wry smile at that. But he was apparently affectionately nicknamed by the troops Colonel Brasso. Brasso being the product used to shine.
Absolutely.
The badges and so on. So here we have this man who was an absolute stickler for all things military. When he retired from military matters, he decided that he wanted to travel the world. And that's exactly what he did. He went to almost every country of the world. And in 1931, when he certainly must have been getting on in years, we find him in America. And he's in New York at the time when the Empire State Building has just been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today we're used to extremely tall buildings, nothing special there. But 1931, the interest in this building that was the tallest in the world when it was built back in 1931 was tremendous. And of course, in this country, nobody really had any conception, unless they'd been lucky enough to visit New York, of what these buildings were like, and it would have just taken people's breath away.
Mm.
To Whitmore belongs the distinction of being, we believe, possibly the first ever Englishman to photograph the Empire State Building after its completion. He got there before any other photographers, and he was there with his camera to photograph it in April 1931 when the building opened. So that was a first for an Essex man, if you like. He came back with not only his photographs of the Empire State Building, but all his other photos from his travels. And if you want to see his photographs, go to Essex Record Office. They have all his scrapbooks and all his photograph albums there.
Good stuff. Okay. Incredible. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
So, what's your subject till next time?
Well, next week I'm going to look at a couple of snippets on Brentwood, the Civil War and Samuel Pepys.
My word, that's different. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.